This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, March wheat ended the week at 5.02¾. That was down a nickel. May wheat ended the week at 5.06¾, down 5¾. July wheat ended at 5.11½, down 5½. March corn ended the week at 370. That was down 1½. May corn ended at 378½, down 1½. July corn ended at 386, down 1¾. March soybeans on Friday ended the week at 961. That was down 7¼. May beans ended at 967¾, down 7. July beans ended at 972¾, down 7. March soybean meal ended the week at 329.90, down 80. May meal 324, down 66. July meal ended at 321.80, down 62. March soybean oil on Friday ended the week at $30, up 46. May oil ended at 30.24, up 46. And July oil ended at 30.46, up 45. March oats ended the week at 275.5, down 7. May oats ended at 280, and that was down 6¾. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices ended lower on Friday afternoon, and in northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 1 to 2 at 340 to 359. Soybean bids were 5 to 6 cents lower at 909 to 948. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 2 to 3 cents at 340 to 361. And soybean bids were 7 cents lower at 936 to 961. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 2 cents at 346 to 364, soybean bids 7 to 8 cents lower at 940 to 966, and the wheat bids dropped 5 to 6 cents at 414 to 475. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 7 cents lower at 958 to 976, basis steady, ranging from 3 under to 15 over the March. Hypro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $349.90 up to $364.90 per ton. That was down at even $8, with basis steady at 20 to 35 over the March. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 2 cents lower at $358 to $375, with basis steady ranged from 12 under to 5 over the March. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids 3 to 5 cents higher at 358 to 365, basis up 4 to 6 cents on Friday at 12 to 5 under the March. Soybeans down 9 to 12 cents at 965 to 971, with basis down 2 to 5 cents at 4 to 10 over the March. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators place their producer corn bids steady to 2 cents higher at 377 to 378. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices by 6 to 9 cents, with quotations at 9.91 to 9.95. Soft red winter wheat down 5 at 5.03 to 5.08, and the Milo 2 cents lower on Friday at 4.44 to 4.45. Contract bids to producers for our new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 3.52 to 3.71. New crop soybean bids 887 up to 906. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 356 to 371. New crop soybean bids at 908 to 921. And in the southern part of the state on Friday, new crop corn bids range from 357 to 371. New crop soybean bids at 890 up to 918, with the wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois. They range from $4.65 up to an even $5. That completes our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade from Friday, February hogs ended the week at $67.47, down $1.07. April hogs ended at $72.25, down $0.95. May hogs ended at $80.45, up $1.02. February cattle on Friday ended the week at $154.85, up $1.32. April cattle ended at 152.27, up $1.77. June cattle ended at 144.62, up $1.20. March feeder cattle on Friday ended the week at 205.20, up $1.62. April feeders ended at 205.40, up $1.20. May feeders ended at 206.12, up $1.42. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday the 30th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded $1.52 lower in the range of $55 to $67, with a weighted average carcass price of $65.38. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady to weaker on the lighter sows, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 35 to 40, 4 to 5 weights 38 to 42, 5 to 6 weights 39 to 44, and 6 weights and up 40 to 45. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady to a dollar lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $43 to $47. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 10,932 head. And now for the report from the Fairview Sale Barn. They had a special feeder cattle sale with receipts totaling 2,344 head. Starting with feeder steers, medium and large ones, 4 weights for 273 to 316, 5 weights for 254 to 294, 6 weights were 209 to 254. And moving on to feeder heifers, medium and large ones, 4 weights were 234 to 260, 5 weights were 224 to 250, and 6 weights were 191 to 221. They also had some feeder bulls. 4 weights were 278 and 5 weights were 247. Now on to the Walnut Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 308 head. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 158.25 to 163. Choice slaughter steers, or choice slaughter Holstein steers, 143 to 149.50. And choice slaughter heifers, 158.75 to 162.50. On to the slaughter cows, premium, high dressing, 141 to 149.50. Breakers, 120 to 122. Boners, 110 to 114. And leans, 88 to 92. Now in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 156 to 161.50, and on a dress basis, 252 to 254. Heifers on a live basis traded at 156 to 161, and on a dress basis, 251 to 254. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 304 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass, 78.33, and that was 3 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses 242.44, that was 215 lower, with select carcasses at 235.74, that was 260 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 105,000. That compared to 108,000 last week and 113,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 424,000. That compared to 419,000 last week and 414,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
On the Saturday show, we're talking with Sandy Gertis of Litchfield. Sandy, thank you so much for joining us here on the Saturday Horse Show. Tell us a little bit about your operation there near Honey Bend.
We've been breeding, running, selling, training horses for probably 35 years. we barrel raise in Pole Bend, and we've got a lot of super nice Dash for Cash, Special Effort, King horses, you know, just pretty much Pacific Bailey. That's a lot of the top bloodlines right now. We've got a, I've got a stud horse that's a grandson of Dash to Fame, and he's out of my little two-time reserve world champion. We've got, Dad's got a, another stud horse that's a Streak of La Jolla. We've just got several good prospects. We've got just about every age, every color, every make and model you can imagine.
Is there a breed you're specifically involved with?
Quarter horse.
Why?
Just they're the fastest thing there is in a quarter of a mile. So we got to have a speed. We got to have something with a brain. So we breed as best we can. We got that my Dash to Fame stallion is throwing a lot of really smart, really athletic. I can see why the Dash to Fame are really hot right now. He's his granddad is, I think, 13-time barrel horse producing sire of the world. And I can see why, because the ones that we've got out of him are just amazing. My stud horse is Palomino, and he's throwing color, just really pretty, pretty babies, and we just love them.
The you mentioned the quarter horse and their speed. Does that pure raw speed, does that, is a hindrance perhaps in, say, barrel racing and pole bending?
You want to have that speed. Quarter horses are built so they're they're stocky and they're super good for the turn, where, you know, a thoroughbred's more for the all-out straightaway speed. A quarter horse is built for being able to stop and do the turn and the ranch work and things like that. So that's why quarter horses are best for the barrel racing.
And also for the pole bending is pretty much the same thing, right?
Yes.
Are there how many studs do you have there?
We have two. Dad's got one, the Streak of La Jolla bred, and then I've got a Dash to Fame stud. So.
Do you also train horses?
Yes. We just don't train for other people so much. We've got so many ourselves, and I work, and Dad's retired him, and he's got a buddy, Dave Compton, that they mess with a lot of the young ones, you know, and because they're retired, they have a lot of fun with that. But Dad's got leukemia, and poor Dave, is his neck is bothering him enough that, you know, they just got their hands full just messing with the ones we've got. So it keeps us busy. We just mess with our own, really. But Dad and Dave have been helping a lot of young girls, or boys, either one. They love to give riding lessons and things like that, and they don't charge much of anything because it gives them something to do, and they just thrill on the moment. So they've been doing that for several years, training little gals and guys to work girls and poles.
I bet not too many years they trained you too, right?
Oh, yes. Very much. Both have a super good eye. They've been doing it for a lot of years, so yeah, they definitely keep me honed in too.
Well, now, is there, like, for a beginning, say, barrel racer, is there one flaw that stands out among all of them just learning that?
As a rider, you mean?
Yes.
I think confidence. I think confidence is the biggest hindrance of anybody riding barrels and poles. I can remember I was the queen of warm-up barrels for 10 years. That's what I always tell everybody. Until you get a horse that starts winning for you, until you get the confidence that when you go in that arena and you quit thinking about, oh, I'm going to fall off, oh, I'm going to look stupid, oh, I'm going to, you know, and you start thinking about more what you're in there to do, you know, and you just get over that. Once they shut that arena gate, I can remember years ago, I would forget how to get the horse around the barrels. I mean, you just go blank when you go in there when you first start out. So just getting that confidence build up is big.
Now, by confidence, do you mean confidence in yourself or confidence in the horse under you?
Both.
Yes.
Both.
That's how it sounds.
Yeah.
The way you described it, that's how it sounds. How long does it take to get that confidence?
It depends. There's a little gal that we helped train up. She's been doing it for just a couple of years. She started on a walking horse 4 years or so ago. She came out here and was maybe doing walking and trotting, and ended up buying a couple of horses off of us, and she started doing the cantering, and then she got to running. She did super good on both horses, and boy, I tell you what, you're gonna see her go now. She ended up buying a young horse from some people up north, and she is just doing amazing on everything she sits on now. She's good. She's 15 years old now, I think she is, and boy, in the last just 4 years, she has come a long way. She's something to reckon with already. She's bumping heads with the big ones already. So,
Sandy, where are your facilities located in case somebody wants to come out and talk to you or your dad about training horses or buying one?
We are located 8 miles north of Litchfield. We're probably 2 miles to the east of Honey Bend.
Sandy, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us on WSMI.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you for joining us for the Saturday Farm Show. Reporting for Angela Besh, I'm Randy Prangy.